Ready?
Sure.
All right. Welcome to the Derek and Jenna Mitchell podcast.
Man, you make it sound way too official.
This is episode number 8, sponsored by...
Welcome to Jokes by Mitch. That would be better.
What?
Like, not so, like, intense.
Got any jokes?
What do you call a chicken with an egg?
What?
A chicken with an egg. It's a pregnant chicken.
Wasn't even funny, but I was taking a drink and about lost it. It was your delivery.
Thanks.
We should start recording these with video. It was your facial delivery, actually.
Yeah.
You got a funny looking face.
I've heard that.
It's going to be one of those episodes, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hey, guys. Guess what?
Starts with L, ends with E.
Ends with ice.
It's like an ice age when he's like, you've got something.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, the...
Sid, the sloth?
The saber-tooth tiger is in love. And Manny's like, he's like, you, Diego, you have something. You have something. Ends with... Starts with L, ends with E, and Sid's like, ah, yes, life. And Manny's just like disgusted with it. He's just like, no. And I don't know why I think that's so funny right now, but yeah, lice.
Luckily, I already shaved my head, so it doesn't matter. Also, luckily, it's dog lice. It's not human lice.
No, to be clear, we didn't catch dog lice. Like, we're not human people with dog lice. Like, our dogs have dog lice, which is uncatchable by people. Lest they think we are super filthy. So filthy, in fact, that lice don't want us.
Oh, my gosh. Also, our car went into the mechanic today.
Yeah.
It has problems too. Today was a day.
Today was
That's
a day.
That's why Tuesday's podcast didn't roll out this morning. It rolled out right now. What's up, kiddo?
You want to bring mommy her cup of water?
Nice.
That rhymes with lice. We should see how many things we could say in the podcast that rhyme with lice.
Pear. That's our homeschool kid. What rhymes with lice? Pear. Okay.
Okay.
Go to bed.
We're doing work. Love you.
Love you. Oh my goodness. So much fun. All right. So yes, pear does not rhyme with lice. What are you doing?
She needs a hair tie. It's fine.
All right.
For the hair she luckily still has.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, that we didn't have to shave. That would be traumatizing.
Let's recap the last 24 hours. So started out with... I mean, it's what happened yesterday. I feel like something happened yesterday, but yeah. Oh, yesterday I came home and I told you, I was like, the car's being super weird.
Right. Yes.
And you were like, well, it's probably nothing.
Right. No, I knew it was something. I just didn't think it was a big deal. So we'll circle back to the lice thing. We'll talk about the car for a second. So the car, good night, kiddo. We love you. Close the door. Bye. See ya. Anyway, I love this podcast with you. I love that we can just be like, whatever.
You're all over the board right now.
I know. Well, it's because we had an interruption.
Okay. So the car.
All right. So she came home yesterday and was like, hey, it smells like something is on fire. And not in a good way. Not that there's a good kind of fire.
Something ain't right.
And it's pulling to the right.
And if I notice it, you know it's real.
Right. Yeah.
Well, no. I said something's not right. The wheels are being weird. Or something. And you went out and then you came back in and you were like, the left front tire's low. And I was like, yeah, no, it's pulling to the right. And you looked at me like I didn't know my directions.
Well, because in automotive terms, it would be, is it passenger side or is it driver side? Because then that's universal, whether you're looking at the car from the front or from the back. Passenger side always means that side. Gosh. Right? No, but you, so anyway, I'm like,
I hear your words.
Right. Like, I knew it was pulling because the tire was like half flat. Okay. Half full. Glasses half empty, glasses half full.
But then you were driving home today.
No.
And it was
having an exorcism. No, so I was like, oh, okay, great. So I went and I made sure all the tire pressure was all up to snuff. And also shifted it. So we've been, you know, all of a sudden spring has turned on here. It went from being like 10 degrees to like today was like almost 50. So it's been awesome. All the snow's melting. So we shifted it out of four-wheel drive into two-wheel drive, drove straight as an arrow. It was perfect, right? That was this morning. Ran into town a couple times. Came back. And then all of a sudden it was like shaking off the road and pulling, like you said. And I was like, oh, crap. And so I looked down and I knew I had shifted in two-wheel drive yesterday and this morning, but it was back in four-wheel drive. And so I was like, what the heck? So I was trying to shift it and it wouldn't shift. And because it should be able to shift automatically even while you're driving. Anyway, so limped at home. Super long story short, I thought maybe like there was a transmission issue or differential. Like, I don't even know. Something's hung up in the four-wheel drive side of things. Gonna be like...
bulbous wire part. Look, I can do it too.
I guaranteed some mechanic.
It was a valve flap with a radiator distress. Something in there knocking around. It's a turpentine belt for sure.
Wait. Did you say a turpentine belt?
Yep. I know there's a serpentine belt, but this is the turpentine belt. She's real messed up, mister.
Yeah, she was real messed up. Long story short, through deductive reasoning that I could tell you in case someday you run into this problem, but I think the front brake caliper was just stuck on the front wheel, so we've got a warped rotor. Probably need new brakes, rotors, and a caliper.
But we'll find out more. Luckily, when the actual not a transmission. Car doctors look at it.
So hopefully, we're looking at like, you know, $500, not $5,000. Like
when
the bus.
Car doctor looks at it. He'll let us know.
We could sell it now and use it to fix the bus.
Nah.
No.
But yeah, so back to lice then.
Yeah, that happened too. Today, same day.
Disgusting dogs who have been in the wet and muck and mire to get groomed.
Because everything's melting and it's gross.
Mm-hmm. So we take them and then Derek shows up to pick the kids up at like noon from school with the dogs. And I was like, wow, that was fast. And I look in and I see Miles, who looks like he has an absolute afro. I mean, he looks like he's like a 300-pound animal.
He's a big black standard poodle, but he's like Frodo'd out, like,
I mean,
full on afro.
Like looks just, like he could be like a 300-pound animal. Like,
oh, yeah.
He looks like a little bear.
It's
like
a
silverback
I love
gorilla.
It. Yeah.
And I was like, they didn't cut his hair. They gave him more.
I'm so bummed. I was going to lie. I was be like, yeah, no, I told him to leave it long because I wanted to deliver the whole lice thing to you right now in person on the podcast.
But yeah, so then you tell me though at school.
I was like, he's got lice.
Cool. All the lice.
Yeah.
So they won't groom them.
Which
for
I
three
hope,
more weeks. So I can only imagine in three more
it's
weeks.
It's gonna be amazing. It's gonna be majestic.
Like Gandalf the Grey.
No, it's gonna be amazing.
We might have to tell them just clip him some eye holes and let's see how big we can get it.
I 100% want to do that.
He was ashamed when he came.
I hope
though.
Our groomer doesn't listen to this podcast. I doubt she does. Who cares about this podcast? But the point is, she was throwing some serious shade about getting lice. And about not like combing them out and groom whatever, you know, it's Montana in the spring and it's muddy and crappy out.
There's like poodle etiquette where you keep them looking fancy, but we're not, that isn't us.
But we don't neglect him.
He's a dog's dog.
No, he's a good dog. But what I'm trying to say though.
He ain't fancy.
What I'm trying to say though, the shade she threw at me, and then we came to find out later from the vet and other sources and later from the owner of this fine establishment, that they were the ones that gave him lice in the first place.
It is a fine establishment.
It's nice. It's a whole
this
like resort and spa.
Nice.
Like the dogs get better treatment than humans. I'm going to go there.
It happens. Like
the
here's the deal. It happens. Dogs are gross. It's fine. It's whatever. Like it's like cheaply fixable. Fine. But she was a meanie about it and you took personally.
I didn't take it personally.
Sure
like,
you
maybe
did.
A little bit. I'm like what the heck?
I know.
I'm a good dog owner.
Yeah, we just don't baby our pets.
Don't step to me as I
we don't do their nails.
She would say
such.
Right. I know my.
I don't even do my own nails or my own hair. So
right. Anyway, so there's that. There's the car. What else you want to talk about tonight? This morning. Tonight. What time is it?
I don't know.
Oh, it's not that late.
That's pretty much been our life.
Yeah.
Oh, moving into a new office space, possibly.
Maybe.
which would be good. If we do that, it would be like the second week in April.
That'd be fun.
After we get back from another trip. We leave on Thursday for a trip, and then we go on another trip to Arizona, and then...
Yeah.
All the travel. This is the most we've traveled by
ever
far.
In my life.
I mean, we've had good travel years where we take like three or four somethings, but this has been multiple things a month sometimes.
What do you think
about
that?
Which is exciting. I think it's great. I think the best thing about it is all of these, with the exception of the one to Arizona, although that one was kind of planned.
Wait. Are you talking about the one coming up or are you talking about in the past?
I'm talking about all of them for this year.
Oh, yeah.
Have been super planned.
Well, like the one that we're going... So this weekend we bought last October.
Yeah, we paid for it. It was a kid's Christmas present.
Yeah, we talked about that.
So, and it, I just... Like, I'm just digging doing life this way. Because your future self thanks you. Your in the moment, your current self pays for it. And so, then your future self chips away at paying for it. And then your future self reaps the benefit.
Well, that's like Inception. I just lost track.
I don't know. It's just the way we were doing it before. It was like, man, I just really hope we could go do something. And if you have the time and money, yeah.
Right,
you go.
Right. No, but that's like in anything in life. So like, right. So I can relate that to like, you know, any success principle or whatever, as far as, if you don't steer your life or your finances or what's important to you, or if you don't track it, like right. Your fitness or your money or your travel, if you don't have something to look forward to, it's never going to happen if you don't put something in motion. So for us, you know, you buy the trip and by quote, buying the trip, literally what that could mean is blocking out a date on a calendar and maybe reserving a hotel room, but no money has been put down yet. Right? Then now right. That I know that that's happening, okay, well, I got to buy plane tickets and that's going to be, you know, a few hundred bucks. All right, well.
I'll do that next month.
Next pay period or next whatever, you know. Okay, right. So we'll chip away at that. And you don't have to pay for the hotel until the time it happens. So if I know I'm going to have to pay $1,000 for a hotel, like if it's like, you know.
Like a week or two?
Yeah, or like, you know, four nights at a place and all of a sudden it's, you know, 800 bucks or whatever, a couple hundred bucks a night, whatever it's going to be. You know, if you know that and you don't have to pay for it till you literally check out, but I know, so it's, you know, you bought the room in October and mm-hmm. until March, you've got 5 months to save up. So it's just a little over $100 a month. You have to chip away.
Right.
It's no big deal right. At that point. Like when you figure, I don't want to math at this time, but the point is like when you put it in motion, mm-hmm. that's made all the difference for us.
All the difference.
What do you want to do next?
Well, our year's pretty booked.
It is. We should book something else in the middle of it. Maybe not in the middle, because summer is magical in Montana.
I'm not leaving here in the summer.
We're
going to
spend the whole time on the lake.
Yes.
No, but like so we wanted to go to Rio it would have been actually literally this month.
I think we talked about that already.
Did we? Yeah, that didn't happen.
But it worked out good.
No, I know, totally. But like, is there another like bucket list travel thing you want to do? I think there's been a couple.
Not this year.
Okay, but like in your life.
Oh, tons.
I've never been to Europe. That should happen.
I want to see the pyramids.
The pyramids, really?
I want to go to Belize. I want to go to Hawaii.
Time out. Belize and Hawaii. Well, Hawaii is kind of an obvious, but like...
Like Mexico, like South America, Belize, that whole area.
Like why specifically that?
It's beautiful and it's cheap.
Is there something there like specific you want to go see?
Mm-hmm. No, it just looks beautiful.
Like what kind of beautiful? Like Bali. I'm on a beach somewhere or like mm-hmm. what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I just like traveling, so it doesn't even really matter. Like Texas, like I want to hit all 50.
Texas, Texas.
I want to hit all 50 states before the kids are out of the house. That's a goal of mine with the kids.
Even Maine.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just
checking.
Maine
has great seafood.
I was just checking.
Spoken by someone who's never been to Maine.
I've never been to Maine. I was just thinking, like, what's a random? You've been to all 50.
No, I haven't.
Which one have you not been to? Alaska.
A lot of them in the middle. I've hit all the East Coast.
I thought you guys made it a point to hit every state. So what? Mm-hmm. How old were you? 13, 14? When your parents did that? Like
no,
coast
I was
to coast?
17.
Oh.
I've probably been to 40 of them. But I haven't been to Texas, Louisiana, Georgia. Like the deep south, I have not been to.
The deep south.
Midwest, East, all the northern states I've been to. And by been, it's relative. Like some we like,
passing
we like drove through and like got out at like the state line and like took a picture. Right?
Yeah. We should have done that in Las Vegas by the Vegas sign. But there was a line of people trying to do that.
No. No.
Not on your bucket list?
No.
What else is on your bucket list?
I have a whole list.
I know. Go get your list. That's what we should talk about tonight. Let's do it.
I want to ride an elephant.
Grab your bucket list.
Oh my God.
It's on the wall. It's in the closet.
I know.
Go get it. I'll keep the people. Hi, guys. It's just me now, so I can say whatever I want, and she can't correct me. Pay no attention to that woman behind the curtain closet door. All right, let's look at this bucket list. She made this awesome. Okay, so when I teach courses, I had this grand idea to use like a whiteboard and be like an interactive professor online. And like I bought this really cool flip chart? Is it flip chart? Yeah. It's like a giant post-it note, like 3 feet by like 2 feet. I don't know, it was sticky on parts of it. And I quickly lost that to all my kids and my wife. They stole it and took all the pens and markers and they use it. So,
okay. So all that to on say, here I have.
So she made this really cool like bucket list thing. She's been into lettering, hand lettering, like chalkboard lettering and other cool
see
stuff.
See how that one's really big?
Yeah, no, that's cool. Yeah. So visit all 50 states is like huge and diagonal and cursive across it and really pretty handwriting.
So also big is Alaskan Cruise.
Okay.
Want to visit now, let's talk about that continents. For
a second. Alaskan cruise. You told me you never want to be on a cruise.
I never want to be on an open ocean cruise. The Alaskan cruise goes right up the coast. You're not ever...
Like you could swim to shore if you feel like it. And like,
probably not, but at least I could see shore. Like they could see us if we were sinking.
By the seashells?
If we were sinking. Someday I want to go to a restaurant and order one of everything and try it.
Okay, but are we talking like
bring
a, cheese,
me everything
like
on
a
your
cheesecake
menu.
Factory menu or like a, you know, fancy restaurant? They've got like 10 things menu.
I mean.
We should go to Cheesecake Factory and do one of everything. Remember when we went there for like every meal we had when we were in San Francisco for the
I would say life? Not Cheesecake Factory-esque, but not like tiny either. Like bring me at least 25, 30 things. Okay, next. So I want to go spelunking.
Spelunking?
Yep, I want to ride an elephant.
Wait, no, back up. What's spelunking?
Cave diving.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, so specifically cave diving is called spelunking?
I don't know if it's cave diving, but it's where, yeah, you go in, you go down under, like into caves to explore.
Wait, time out. How is this a thing and how do you, okay, wait, time out. Is this like a Pinterest board bucket list? Okay, so spelunking, like the cave, like do you have to swim under the water to get to the other part and you like pop up in the middle?
Sometimes.
Or do you like jump into a hole?
Usually you jump into a hole.
How do you get out?
You're belaying. You're not like, bye guys.
How is this a thing?
How do you not know about
what? I don't know.
Okay, we're going to talk about this later.
All right.
I want to learn to ride a motorcycle. I want to sleep in an igloo.
You don't know how to ride a motorcycle? What kind of a childhood do you
have?
I
imagine it's much like a bicycle with more power.
Yikes.
But, okay. I want...
I've heard you nerd too old, never too
more
old.
More tattoos.
Okay.
Spartan trifecta.
More tattoos.
Yes, listen.
Okay.
Spartan trifecta. I want to eat
which,
my...
by the way, they sent Ooh. You... Wait, Spartan.
Yes, they sent the you second
a,
one.
Okay, so they sent you a shirt. What's it say? Spartan in training?
Yeah.
Like what? Four months ago?
Trifecta in training.
They sent
6 months ago. And then I got another one today in the mail.
They're trying to send her a message.
Literally after I ate so much pasta. I was like,
It was pretty comical.
Anyway, look... We have a bucket list that go together. Like you wanted Europe and I want to eat my way through Europe.
Perfect.
And also North America.
Rio
Carnival.
Rio de Janeiro.
I want to see Maroon 5 in concert.
Hey. Okay, now do you have a specific like
I have
where?
Lots of concerts on here.
But like do you have
Mandalay
do you
see, Bay, like, they play, New Year's don't Eve.
They, I was going to say they play in Vegas in New Year's, yes. Right? All right.
March
do they
Madness,
play this year?
Final Four?
Should we book the trip now?
We could look.
Okay.
I want to go to Prince Edward Island, PEI. It's the island that the Anne of Green Gables novels were written about. No, it's like up in Canada. It is the most gorgeous place you've ever seen.
Isn't there a movie, like a Hallmark movie an island. About like a person, like an author who like wrote about this castle as if he'd been there, but he'd never actually been there?
I don't know.
Don't you remember that? It was super
Moving
cheesy.
On.
Okay.
I want to visit all continents. I want to swim with the dolphins with the kids because I've done it. They haven't done it. Okay. It'll be fun.
Where? Like in the ocean or like at SeaWorld
no.
or something?
No. SeaWorld.
Okay.
Um,
can you do that at the zoo we're going to next week? 2 weeks?
Right. No, I don't think there's any dolphins at the aquarium.
Okay.
I want to go to a music festival like Coachella.
Coachella. Ooh, we could go to, what was the Netflix fire? We go to the fire festival. I hear it's awesome.
Oh, there isn't one anymore.
There wasn't one to begin with.
Oh my goodness.
I mean, they tried. If you guys haven't seen the fire documentary the on drums. Netflix.
Adopt
you
a started, pet.
So she took drum lessons. You took like three drum lessons, right?
Yeah.
We should pick that up again.
I have a lot on this. I need to continue on.
All right. What else?
I want to win money in the lottery.
You and everybody.
Well, yeah. Why not put it on your bucket list, man? Not?
I guess.
Bucket list.
Okay. Isn't there like salsa dancing on there somewhere?
Oh, yeah. I want to, with you, I want to learn how. Oh, I want to ride horses down the Grand Canyon. I want to see the Northern Light.
Is that, do they rent the horses? Is this like a thing or do you have to bring your own?
No, it's like a, there's like a 4-day trip and then there's like a 10-day trip.
Oh, so we can't work it in. We're going to be in Phoenix in a couple of weeks and we were going to go to the Grand Canyon, but it's like 4.5 hours away from where we're at. So we're like, no, maybe not. Okay.
Anyway, a lot of them are hard to see. What are some of yours? Oh, Muse concert. We can cross that off.
Yeah, we did that a couple months ago.
I wonder how I cross these off.
With the mark.
Oh, I have ride an elephant on here twice. I need to redo this.
She really wants to ride an elephant.
I know.
Apparently. Does it? Okay, now hit. Ooh, no, wait.
Own
wait.
A Great Dane. Learn pottery.
Okay, so. Oh, we'll circle back to the Great Dane in just a second. So the elephant thing. So the kids rode one at the circus.
I don't Does want it have to be to like ride a sad elephant. I want to ride a beautifully decorated elephant in like Bali or India or something like that. It's not going to cut it for me to get on a tired circus elephant.
You don't want to share it with like 15 other people.
I don't. No. Nope.
Okay. Okay. That's a very specific and well-rounded list.
Mm-hmm. Did I mention buy an island? I think I have it on here twice.
Glad I'm married
they
to you.
They are not as expensive dreams. As you would think.
They are not. Isn't there a documentary also about that on
I
Netflix
have no
or
idea.
Hulu? We watched a show about it, like
no,
Island
but
Hunters
a,
or something.
I don't know.
No,
I have a website bookmarked and I'm monitoring.
Are you serious?
We could have bought an island in Prince Edward Island. Mm-hmm. It was like a half acre island uh-huh. or an acre island in the middle of a, like an inlet on PEI. And it was like 70 grand.
We should do it.
Well, no. I want a tropical island. I don't want a...
Oh, my gosh.
But cold island. I want to... I'm going to island it up. I want a place I can go and be warm.
That's
but
fair.
But they're not. Like, honestly, like...
So, wait. But do they have any kind of utilities?
No. I mean, depends on how much money you want to spend.
So, like... So, you get this island for 70 grand and then what?
Then you go camp there.
Okay.
And
it's only half an acre.
Do I look like I've thought this
so
through?
So if the weather gets bad, are there animals you can plant on the island that you
no,
can...
No, there's some that are self-contained ecosystems. No insects.
I like that. That doesn't seem self-contained, though. That seems...
Well, maybe not stale. Maybe not. No insects completely, and but like no what do they call it? Predatory.
So like that.
No spiders, no mosquitoes, nothing that eats other things. It's all
except for humans.
No, it's things that
eat other things.
That eat the land, eat like
okay.
Like aphids, things that eat plants.
Huh.
But not things that like no spiders. Like let's just circle back to that again. No spiders.
Oh, we should tell them the story. Okay, I don't think we've told this story yet. So my wife, whom I love dearly, and I will always have a job.
Has a phobia.
I hate spiders. Like arachnophobia is a real thing, folks. to sum it up, we were in college, living in this tiny apartment.
You're old. You weren't in college anymore. I was.
I was graduated.
Yeah.
It was actually really cool. It was only like 10 yards. So it was the student housing at Northwest University.
Ooh, that's true. It was cool.
It was. Well, the apartment was a dump and it was expensive. But what was cool about it is the Seattle Seahawks, their practice field was
the backyard.
Literally the back. So like about no more than 10 yards behind our window was
our
the
porch.
Beginning. Yeah. Was their practice field.
Like
and so,
wake up, have coffee, watch some football.
Yeah. So that's where they came to practice when they weren't, you know, playing during the week. And that was in Kirkland. And so the annoying thing was every day they prepped the field.
I don't think it's there anymore. Side note. Anyway, carry on.
They moved. But every morning they would get up at like 6:30 or 7 a.m. with the leaf blowers. Every morning, rain or shine. I don't know what they're doing. But like every morning, leaf blowers on the field. Anyway, and I used to just watch those guys. I'd be like, man, I could roll with these guys. I'm as big as they are. I'm 6'6 and like 250, right? And they're all playing at like half speed, so they don't hurt each other for practice. Anyway, side note, I couldn't keep up with them. The point is, we were in student housing, and the spider, and at the time I was out of town for about a week on work in Montana, actually. And she sent me pictures of this little spider, and it, I'm not exaggerating, was not bigger than my pinky nail. Like tiny, tiny little thing.
'Twas agile though.
It was fast. I'll give you that.
'Twas aggressive. So she toward says, me in an aggressive manner.
Like I said, I wasn't there. It was
posturing.
However.
In attack mode.
However, this might be too much information. She was in the bathroom. And it came charging at her. And some reason, I don't know why, but your AP Lit book, which is like, you know, 4 inches thick, was in the bathroom with you. That's weird.
No. I was washing my hands after going to the bathroom. Saw it.
Went and got your book. That makes more sense.
Yeah, I wasn't like studying.
I don't know. I thought maybe you were in the bathroom like doing your thing and had to study. So she throws the AP Lit book at the thing and crushes it, leaves it there, and then leaves the apartment for like 3 nights and stays with a friend because I'm not there to deal with the remains.
Everyone knows they come in packs. They were going to come look for their lost brethren.
And carry you off?
Yeah.
So yeah. Funny.
Okay. You remember how big they would be in the laundry?
They would
area?
Be huge. They were big.
Pacific Northwest, they grow them big out there. Big and juicy. Those big like cat spiders with the huge butts.
But like no bigger than like a 50 cent piece, like a silver dollar.
Bigger.
No. Mm-mm. Don't lie to the people.
They're disgusting.
They were disgusting.
Like I would literally cover my eyes and like run into our apartment like in tears.
They were everywhere.
Don't miss that.
Yeah.
So all that to say.
How do we even get on spiders?
An island.
Oh, an island. Buying an island. No spiders.
Someday.
I'd buy an island. That'd be fun. Although, so here's the deal though. And I learned this. So when I was working at a creative agency in Missoula, one of their main bread and butter clients were golf courses. Am I boring you? She's yawning.
No,
already.
You're not.
I said golf and it's she just
fine.
Passed out.
Wait, what?
Anyway, what I was going to say is the trend, people used to buy their vacations. So an island or in this case, a property on a golf course. And they had the one place they would go to every year. Mm-hmm. But the trend was or is now, and it has been for a while, people want to rent their vacation. I don't want to own the island. I want to rent it. And then I want to go do something different next year. I want to do something different. You know, I want to rent a boat this summer. And maybe next summer I want to, I don't know, rent something on a mountain or a golf course or something. Anyway, the point is, do you want to own an island or do you just want to like, you know, pop yes. in and it's been all done for you and you buy it for like the
Can
month?
Can we do both? Like, let's rent a really nice island.
But why do you want to own an island for the other 11 months out of the year when you're not going to be there?
Because when our kids are grown, I can lay be there. Forward thinking. Pay for it now.
There you go.
Live there later. I mean, we'll see island, them a lot. But yes. Come vacation. With Nana and Papa's for like a month. Think about it. Okay, no, here's the deal. Roll with me. Remember the place where we had our honeymoon on Flathead Lake?
Yeah.
And that adorable family?
I panicked for a second because I didn't remember what you were talking about. And I was like, oh, yeah.
So this adorable, they were like our grandparents' age. Yeah. And remember they lived in California, 50 years ago when they were first married in their like early 20s. Had all their kids and whatnot, had bought this like 5-acre plot of land.
Like water frontage on
like,
the lake.
You know, when it was
insane
cheap, right? But it was super treed. And that was their family vacation. They would take like a month every summer and they'd come.
Tent camp.
Build the property. And they'd cleared it out, built this. And it was, I mean, and so now they rent it out. But their family always has a place to come when they want to come.
Yeah.
Be on the lake. Like, I don't know. I think
that would be cool.
It's a cool idea. You know, you don't have to be there all the time to reap the rewards of it.
Yeah.
Like, yes, if there's specific experiences you want, for sure, rent those. That's great. But maybe it's not an island, but maybe it's like a cabin out in the boondocks. Like, I don't know.
Montana is always going to be our home. The Flathead Valley will always be here.
Oh, yeah. Footprint. Love it here.
But it is nice once you get into the late January all through February months when it's been cold forever and you're buried in snow and you're like
somewhere warm to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. What is that bottom one? Learn a foreign language. Which language?
I don't know. I mean, probably a practical one.
Big Latin.
So Espanol.
Oh my goodness.
Maybe it'll all come back to me. I have taken like 3 years of it.
Me too.
You wouldn't know that though.
Yo hablo español.
El Spanish.
Yo quiero ir al baño.
You're talking too fast. Come again with that. You want a bathroom? Do you need
tank? Okay, you're baño. Something like that.
Yo quiero un Taco Bell. You will need un baño.
Kentucky Fried Chicken and a pizza.
Yeah, so funny. All right, how do we wrap this up?
I don't know. How much time has it been? What's it?
It's
say?
Time.
What's it say? How many minutes?
41.
Really?
31.
Lies. 10 more minutes of this nonsense.
No. They've heard enough from us. I've heard enough from myself. No,
I feel like we're forgetting stuff. We pretty much only talked about today in your bucket list.
That's fodder for next week then.
Next week has its own. We go to the mountain this weekend. I'm sure something will be fun.
You would hope so. It wasn't that great last year.
Last year was pretty bad.
Yeah, we were fighting the whole time. Is that too much honesty?
No, I would say we were fighting the times that I knew I was in trouble. The rest of the time you were just teaming and getting ready to like verbally abuse me and I had no idea it was coming.
Verbally abuse you?
That was after the silent treatment.
Whoa.
Don't tell me I'm lying.
Whoa. If Derek dies, guys, it was me.
It was you. In her defense, we had this thing planned much like we did this year. Same deal. Although last year we were dumb and did it before my work conference and before you were done coaching and we brought work with us.
You brought work with you.
Yeah.
Because you didn't plan ahead.
Didn't plan ahead.
And then the kids were upset and then I was left alone in this room and you were like, this is the best thing we've ever done. Aren't you so happy? And I was like, no, I hate everything about being here.
Also,
right
it
now.
Was foggy and socked in and like sleet snowing. It was terrible.
It was horrible. It was horrible.
This year, it's supposed to be sunny and like 50. So the snow is going to be terrible, but the views are going to be amazing.
It'll be fine.
Yeah.
It'll be so much better. I'm actually excited about going.
Really?
Because I know you're not bringing work. The kids can actually ski this year. Mm-hmm. Like, it'll be really good. I'm excited.
What are you going to do the whole time?
I might give it a go.
Really? Maybe, okay, so she hates the cold.
Maybe once.
Did we go snowboarding twice?
If we get a clear, sunny day with no wind, I might try it.
Since we've been married now 12 years.
Mm-hmm. You've been twice.
Twice. The last time was like 4 years ago. Three. Four.
Four.
I have a picture. Probably on Instagram.
Yeah, here's the thing. I just don't like everything about it.
Please, I don't like, be more specific. I don't
like strapped into sticks or a log. I don't like any of that.
Well, good. We don't do any of those things.
I don't like the lift.
I don't fine.
Like falling off the lift. Well, I don't like who falls falling off a lift? Onto the lift. Me.
Oh, you mean at the end of it?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. It's kind of a rite of passage.
I don't like being cold.
You know what you could do? You could take
or
a walk.
Wet. No, hear me. I don't like about
you
it.
You should bring.
I don't like the snow.
Get some coffee with a little, you know, shot of Bailey's or something in there. A little something, something. Keep you warm. Take a long chair. Go sit at the top of the bunny hill or the little, you know, chair six.
And just watch people fall
off. Just watch people eat it.
Hold up number cards.
Yeah. I think you would find a new passion for it.
10. 10 points to Gryffindor.
It's too. You got to do it at the beginning of the season, though, when people aren't all, you know.
Used to it?
Yeah.
That. Yeah, no, it's just super not my jam. Also, I don't like doing things I'm not immediately good at. Full disclosure, full honesty. I don't.
How do you make it in life?
I'm good at a lot of things immediately.
And humble. Wow.
Water came out of here.
I'm glad we pushed this last 10 minutes. It's going to be pure podcast gold.
No. It's accurate.
I mean, that you're immediately good at most things?
Yes. It's a gift.
It's a gift and a curse.
Yeah.
You're funny.
And maybe not like good, but like the art of BS is my superpower. And so
that's true.
Even if I'm not immediately good, usually I can fake being good enough that others think that I'm good.
How many, you, which class was it that you showed up to like twice and passed with an A?
It was a B, Spanish, in college.
That's why she hablo español.
Why I signed up for a 5-day a week class at 8 a.m. Like, I knew when I signed up, I was never going.
I made the same mistake my freshman year. And luckily, it was a physics class.
I was a junior. I knew better.
Yeah, I didn't know better in my freshman year. Ugh. And the hall was literally across. So my room in the dorm was at the end of the building. There was a little pathway and then the door to the next building where the classrooms were. Mm-hmm. And my physics class was in that first, like literally.
She just kind of like rolled
it
out.
It was like it. My bed to the seat in the classroom was less than 20 yards away.
Mine was not so close.
I made it
on
time.
It was a sprint.
No, what I'm saying is this is how bad it was. Like I made it on time for like the first three classes and then it.
Well, once you realize no one cares if you don't go.
Right. It was bad.
Yeah.
The professor wasn't that great either. I'm just saying.
I mean,
it was $100 physics book and I cracked it open once.
Welcome to college.
It was so bad. Who needs physics when you're going to be an artist? Why?
I don't know. So you're saying you weren't instantly good at physics is what you're telling me.
I was amazing.
And humble.
The big yellow one's the sun.
I was not good at
physics. Wait, that's not physics.
I was not good at any of the sciences.
Yeah.
Maybe would have been if I actually studied or went to class.
It's true.
Didn't really.
But you played sports. You were a 4-year basketball star, so they let you basically run the college and didn't care. That's how that works, right?
No, I just didn't take science classes in college. I'm talking high school. That is true of high school, though.
Oh my gosh. And hashtag humble. Humble brag.
No. No. Yes. Yeah. I was also a nice person.
Oh my gosh, you're just on a roll tonight.
No.
We're going to listen to this later and you're going to be like,
no.
I can't believe you
this
published
this.
This
is coming so off so bad. No, what I know, what I mean by that
why
is
I'm
like,
rolling with it.
It's like some, like now that I'm a teacher, some kids just aren't nice.
Sure. That's
on
sure.
purpose.
Okay.
Right? Not any of my current students, they love you all. But in all of the years that I've been teaching, like especially when I did my student teaching in Everett, like
oh, yeah.
inner city, like
blame the inner city kids.
It's no, hear me. It's so much easier to give grace to the nice ones.
That's true.
Right?
Right.
Like, no, it's like that with our kids. If they're nice,
not even nice, but
or
like
kind,
appreciate,
appreciative,
like, yeah, have gratitude.
Then I give them grace. If my kids come at me with sass, then I'm like, I'm gonna step to that. Like,
I'm gonna stab you.
Yeah, right? Maybe sometimes I feel that way.
I know, right?
I don't though. I'm a good parent, but
no. When I was teaching in college, so I used to be a professor in a former life. That was fun.
Yes, you know what I'm talking
no,
about.
I know what you
don't
mean.
Stand here and look at me like I. No, you know exactly what.
No,
I'm saying.
No, I know what you mean. You get the students that come with a bunch of attitude, and you're like, yeah, whatever. I don't even care. And you get the ones that like
right.
really try and are really apologetic or really have gratitude when you're whatever.
You when know you give, yeah. And I just think kindness goes a long way. I know for me, it got me out of a lot.
She played the card.
It's true.
It's true.
Without knowing it though, looking back.
Whatever.
Looking back, I realize a lot of things. Yeah.
Like what?
I definitely gamed the system.
Gamed the system?
Yeah.
Which is why our oldest, she's going down that path. And that's why you're always like, no.
Well, here's the hard thing. Just because you can doesn't mean you should.
Sure.
That's something I wish I would have learned. Like, I think I would have got a little, maybe just a little more out of like high school and college if I would have tried. Because succeeding when you don't try, you learn nothing.
Yeah.
But that, why would I try?
See, okay, so we got to get you up on the hill. Are you going to ski or are you going to snowboard?
I'm not going to ski.
You should ski.
No, legs can go multiple directions
but they don't,
at once.
Not
they do.
Like you
I've
think
tried
they would.
It.
No, you haven't.
I did.
You full-on skied?
I full-on skied with my father, who's a very good skier. He tried to teach me how to ski.
Okay, no disrespect to your father. He's a great man. But was he a good teacher? Or was he just like, here's the black diamonds, kid, and sent you
no,
down?
No, he's a great... Like, he's skied in Austria. Like, he's a very good skier.
But is he a good teacher
he's a good
of
teacher.
The skis?
Yes.
I was just asking.
He is. We bunny held and everything first.
But did you pizza and french fry?
course. Yes. I know the lingo. I know physically what my body should do. I'm an athlete. I know that I should zig and zag and edge things. I know this in my brain. I can watch our kids do it and be like, this is what you did wrong. Like, I understand, but my body will not obey. My body's like, left leg here, right leg behind me. It's like a terrible, fast-moving game of Twister that I care not to play again. Like, what's it called? Yard sale where everything's everywhere. No, thank you.
I think you'd be really good at it. Plus, when you snowboard and you get off the lift, you've got one leg strapped
in. This is true. I hate that. I fall every time. It's so heavy.
And you hate being cold. So then you get off the lift. You've already ate it once, so you're already cold. But then you got to go, like, limp off in shame around the side and then sit down in the cold again to strap in your other.
I hate everything. Anyway, remember that one time we went skiing and we made it one run and I got in the van and was like, I'm done.
I remember that.
And you got two more runs in before I managed to get everything off.
I remember that.
It wasn't fun.
But what? So if you ski though, you just when you get off the lift, you just stand up.
Fine. Perhaps I will try
it. And then also,
I will promise you to give up though if I get irritated. That's a promise I make you.
I will promise you to give up, like.
Yeah. It'll be rough, but I give you my word.
I have this visual of you.
As much as it pains me, I will give up if I'm not instantly good at it again.
I have this visual of you halfway down the mountain, both skis off because they've run down the hill without you.
Yeah, for sure.
But your poles stay connected to your wrist, so you've got one pole dangling and your baseball bat swinging the other pole against the lift pole, whatever those things are called. I can just visualize
just
it.
Just raging.
Every sailor swear word that comes to mind. Meanwhile, these kids on the lift are coming up and the parents are covering their ears going, children, cover your ears. That's in my mind.
I'd like to think
that
it won't be me. In the inside, it might be. I will try not to get that irritated. For you, I will try.
You don't have to.
I would do it. But for our kids, I should.
Honestly, though, the greatest, like, skiing is awesome because of, you know, the whole, like, flying down the mountain thing. It's fun.
See, I don't like speed. But on top of that. Like, I like a leisurely pace.
See, I don't like.
Nice. Like, paddleboarding is my jam. Surfing without the difference. Sharks.
Like, I don't like the skiing part, like cross country. Like, I don't like the effort part of skiing, like if it's cross country.
I could cross country.
You could. But what I'm saying is, like, I don't like the manual effort of that. I'd rather, like, get carried to the top and then just bomb down the mountain as fast as I can. But on top of that, like, of the speed, you've also got the amazing views. And, like,
every now and then,
especially if you're, like, just rolling by yourself, you can just, like, pull over, sit down, and it's, like, insanely quiet because of all the trees and the snow knocking down, like, any reverb or anything. It's just, like, dead quiet. It's my favorite. Looking into Glacier Park from the top of the mountain.
Well, yes.
Like, there's nothing like it.
I mean, I will maybe give you that it's very nice.
To the point that, so this summer, I don't know how yet because the dog lice / suburban mechanical thing / bus expenses and everything else in my life. I want to buy like a full on downhill mountain bike and go up to Big Mountain in the summer and just bomb down it at least a couple times a week or a month. Like being on the mountain is my home. It's the greatest thing ever. And you should come too. I mean, you can come too. I mean, I'm going to go anyway.
I mean,
I think it's amazing.
The good Lord made us different.
Different. Her happy place is sprawled out on a paddleboard in the middle of a lake.
River.
What's the difference? I understand.
One is moving water.
Okay, let me back that up. I understand the difference, but for you, like what like does it for you?
I don't have to work to get anywhere.
So it's not necessarily like tanning on the paddleboard in the water per se. It's adventure of the journey through the river.
Yeah.
I get that. That's cool too.
Yeah. And also one is warm. One is not.
That's why I'm wondering like the mountain bike thing. You can come with me. No?
No. In the trees.
So?
bumps and bruises, and I got a pedal to get up there. No,
you get like a really cool bike, and it's so much suspension. You just float down the mountain. Just float.
My nethers hurt just thinking about it. Like my butt is sore.
They make a cool, it's called a drop seat.
Is it a
seat.
Bench?
No, it's called a drop seat. It's a cool feature. I was looking at a mountain bike yesterday.
Oh, the spring-loaded one?
Yeah.
Yeah, just hope you're not too close to it when it spring-loads back up.
You know, I can speak from experience. You do have to be careful. But there's a little switch on the left-hand handlebar, and you push it, and the seat goes down. And then when you're ready, so that way when you're bombing down the mountain, it's not, you know, saying hello more than you want it to. And then when you want to, like, sit on it again, you just push a button, and it comes back up. It's amazing. I have to have one of these in my life.
I am living for the day it comes back up too soon.
No, it does. It's surprising.
And you call me from the mountain. And I will laugh like I'm laughing now, and then I will hang up. You'll have to get yourself down off the mountain. I'm not gonna do it.
See, you should buy me one of those kind just for that exact opportunity. Okay. All right, guys.
It's time.
It's been fun. Thanks for listening to us ramble tonight. And let's see, all the things. We are on like 9 different platforms now. Check them out. Breaker, Radio Public, Spotify, Apple, iTunes Podcast, Google Podcasts, Stitcher. I don't know. There's a bunch of them. Check it out. Go to anchor.fm/Derek-Mitchell. Jenna could have been on there too, but I'd already locked down the name for other things. And then it was like, whatever. Tangent. Anyway, check us out. Subscribe. Like it. All those fun things if you want. You don't have to. It'd be fun. What are you doing?
I was curious, so I licked it.
Why would you do that?
I was curious if it was hard or soft.
Should we specify what you were... Okay, the microphone, the foam of...
It's real fuzzy. Oh, my gosh. And now it's a little wet.
That's... You're right. I was right. The last 10 minutes are going to be golden. But maybe you should have cut.
All right, catch us on them platforms, yo.
What else? I feel like we're forgetting something.
We out.
Peace.